You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a story coming out of Quebec up in Canada where there's a case that actually went to court. These two neighbors got into a nasty argument. One guy swore at the other, and then they say he threatened the other guy with a power tool, quote, in a menacing way.
Oh, I want to know the tool.
Don't make me come over there with this sander.
I'll drill your eyes out.
But in response to the guy swearing and using a power tool in a menacing way, the other neighbor just flipped him the double bird. So now the victim of the double flipping, the guy with the potty mouth and the power tool, was so appalled, he filed a criminal harassment claim against the neighbor. It actually went to court.
Nice.
I mean, first of all, I still swear in all courts, it doesn't matter what country you're in, what level, there needs to be one person who just looks at a one sheet and goes, no, we're not going to waste our time and money with that. No, get over it. No,
there needs to be
one person who's just like,
stupid.
Get the hell out of here. Judge had to listen to the judge said he was irritated that he had to even do the case. But what he came back and ruled was that flipping somebody the middle finger is a, quote, God-given right.
Sure is.
That right belongs to everyone. And here's the way he worded it. It may not be civil. It may not be polite. It may not be gentlemanly. Nevertheless, it does not trigger criminal liability. So,
yeah,
if you're in your car at him. Now, granted, this was Canada, but I got to feel like judges in the United States of America would side with our...
It's not our middle fingers.
Free speech, but yeah, but American middle fingers should be just as God-given as Canadian.
I mean, it is truly. It's just a way to diffuse the situation sometimes too. You just flip him off and then walk away rather than punching somebody in the face. Does it escalate
when the other person walks away and then you flip them off and they?
But you stop a fight just by doing that and then running off.
If it makes you feel better in your car, you can flip somebody off like down below the level of the window.
So
they can't see it, and you're just, it makes you feel better.
I'm a badass. Yeah.
We need something new and different. It's like I said, it's not creative enough anymore for me. There needs to be something else. And I have done other gestures to people that just entertained myself, in the car.
Yeah.
But flipping off, really?
Yeah, we
really?
Do need something new, don't we?
We can think of something new.
Any sort of physical gesture like that, even if it's the under the chin, you do the swipe under the chin, or you do that thing with your arm where you look like you're giving an uppercut. Or you do that thing where you're to your crotch with the double, ninja hands. You just look stupid.
What if you do the thing where you put little okay signs with your fingers, turn them upside down, and use them as glasses?
Yes, I like that.
And then kind of stick your tongue out.
That's a mating ritual in some countries.
All right. Next time you're mad at somebody in the car, instead of flipping them off, try blowing them a kiss and see what happens. See what the result is.